You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face. Show the world all the love in your heart. People gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes, you will, that you are beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with the workday wind blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. And near it on their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. And people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you are beautiful as you feel. The reason for the sadness in a world where tears are just a lullaby. And if there's any answer, maybe love will end the madness, maybe not. Oh, but we should always try. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. You better, you're gonna find, yes you will, that you are beautiful. You're beautiful. You are beautiful as you feel. Oh, yeah. You are beautiful.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you, band. Aaron, always good to have you in the house. Yeah, yes, yes. Good morning. My name is Nancy Merritt, and I am honored to serve on your board of trustees. Welcome to those in the sanctuary this morning and to those who are live streaming with us. Our Sunday service is at 10 o'clock Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand at our website or on YouTube. Please continue to hold Reverend Pat in your prayers as he heals from knee surgery. You know, envision him returning to us soon, and I know he'll appreciate that. It is back to school time, and our annual backpack and school supplies collection for families served by PRISM is underway. So you remember that smell of fresh crayons when you open that Crayola box, and it was like the best thing on the planet. So we can share that gift with students in our local area. So ask that you deliver your packages or school supplies to the side pews, and cash donations are welcome as well. The men's group meets on Tuesday at 6:30. All men are welcome to attend this monthly gathering. And next Sunday, Reverend Phil Smedstad will join us and provide our Sunday lesson, Forgiveness is a Gift We Give Ourselves. He'll also facilitate an anger and forgiveness workshop at 12 p.m. So if you've never participated that, or if you have, it's such a treat. So please join him. You will not go away disappointed. Coming up in August, we have a number of activities coming up. Karen Ani leads How to Pray Without Talking to God, a Wednesday morning Zoom class. Thursday mornings, you can join Reverend Tony in Friendship Hall talking about metaphysics over a cup of coffee or tea with her. And then Friday evening, August 4th, put on your dancing shoes and join us in the rear parking lot for our summer dance and ice cream social. Fun, family-friendly fun for our kids, too. Say that three times fast. Family-friendly fun. There we go. Details for all of these upcoming events are in your bulletin, Peak of the Week, and our newsletters. And remember that we're a welcoming community, and so as a gentle reminder, especially as we have this one service, it gets busy, kind of move into the center aisle, even if your center of the pews, even if you have a favorite spot. It helps people who are showing up a little bit later, taking the bus, easy to get to their seats. So thank you for doing that. And now please join Reverend Kevin for our opening prayer.
Please join me in prayer. I just invite you to just take a deep breath and just allow yourself to arrive into right now. Allow yourself this gift of connecting with self, with others, with source, connecting with all that is. And we breathe in a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the gift of this day, gratitude for this spiritual community. We are just filled with a sense of gratitude and appreciation, filling every fiber of our being. And we call to mind all those in our community who are in the place of challenge, physical, mental, spiritual. We just hold them. We see their faces, and we see them whole, perfect, and complete, surrounded in the peace and comfort of God's unlimited and unconditional love. We bless Reverend Pat, our senior minister, on his healing journey. We see him vibrant and moving with ease. And we bring into this consciousness of love our entire planet, especially those who are impacted by poverty, by war, by oppression. We just hold all in a place of peace, love, and compassion. And we do again and again stand in this position, this place of a world transformed through love, through peace, and through compassion. And for this and all that is and so much more, we are so grateful. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Please stand as you choose for our opening song, I Am So Grateful.
That's right. Even if you're at home, sitting there watching in your kitchen, drinking your coffee, you better stand up. Sing it out. I heard there's choreography to this too. I didn't know that. So I'm going to do my best. You might have to teach me, okay? Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, this is my left, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. 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 Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. Gratitude to the left of me. Gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful. Are you grateful? Are you okay? I'm grateful because guess what? It's not legal yet, but it's coming off for today. Whew. No, it's not quite legal yet. I'm affirming, and I would ask you all to affirm for me that by this time tomorrow, the good doctor will tell me that it can stay off and I can go to PT. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's so good to have you all here. You know what? This is a gorgeous day, and the good Reverend was so deep into his prayer for us this morning that he forgot to ask us to acknowledge the good day. So let's just acknowledge and give thanks for this good day. Yes. Woo. Welcome to you all. Welcome to those of you coming in live stream. It's always good to have you with us, and we can feel your energy, and I know that you must be able to feel ours. So welcome. This is an amazing community. It is open, it's inclusive, it's inspiring. And so we'd like to welcome anyone who is here for the first time as part of our community. Our ushers are coming down. They have a rose in one hand and a packet in the other. And I'd like to ask you, if you are here in the sanctuary and you are new, I promise we won't embarrass you. We just want you to raise your hand and let us give you the gift of a rose. So if you're new here for the first time today, could you just raise your hand and let them see you? Yeah? Yeah, we've got one or two or three. The packet, the rose is from the congregation, and the packet has got information about Unity, about who we are, what it is that we believe, and there's a contact card in there. And if you feel so inclined, that we'd ask you to fill that out and give us your contact information, and somebody from our staff will contact you. And I believe there's a gift in the bookstore for you as well. And for those of you coming in live stream, there's a card, a digital contact card there. And if you would fill that out, we'll reach out to you as well. It's always wonderful to have new folks in our midst. So thank you and welcome. We're glad you're here. This is an amazing community, as I said. One of the things that Reverend Pat taught me very early on to say as we stand here on Sunday morning is, you know what it is, don't you? Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Can we say that again like we really mean it? Yeah? Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. And it means that we mean it at all levels. The other thing we want to do today is say together our core values. They are in your order of service. We would like to say them together. These are the things that we hold as truth at our core. This is what we use to guide this community, both as a larger community and each of our ministries and each of our individual lives. We hope we will use these core values. So let us say these together. Together, we are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And now, Lily Polson is going to come and read our daily word for us today.
We now move deeper into reading the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box after the service. The prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also add and submit an online version via our website. Your prayers are prayed for with prayer ministry for 7 days, and then are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is renew. We affirm, I am restored by the Spirit of God within me. Renewal is a part of rhythm of daily life, eating and drinking to nourish and replenish my body, resting to quiet my mind, and sleeping after a long day of activity are all ways to renew myself. But sometimes these efforts aren't quite enough to sustain me. At times when I feel drained of depth, I may need spiritual renewal. God, the one presence and power, is with me always, but it is up to me to keep my awareness of God strong. When I awaken, I say a prayer of gratitude for what the day will bring. Throughout the day, I feel God's presence all around me, and when I prepare for sleep, I say a prayer of gratitude for what the day has brought. In God, I am renewed moment by moment and day by day. The scripture tells us, we look not at what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, and what cannot is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18, the word for today is renew.
Please join me in a time of quiet reflection, centering in, taking some deep and relaxing breaths, allowing any tension or distractions to simply be released from your body and from your mind. Allow yourself to be fully supported by infinite compassion and wisdom, just as the chair that you are seated in fully supports your human body. Feel yourself wrapped in the arms of unconditional love, breathing deeply, feeling a sense of gratitude for all of this and all that is. Find the stillness within. Find the stillness within. From this peaceful state, please allow these words to resonate with your heart. From the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 36, we hear, He took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, He broke them and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. In this story of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus, our master teacher, demonstrates the divine and powerful practice of gratitude. Gratitude, especially in the process of manifestation. It is clear, He gives thanks before He takes the action of passing out the loaves and the fish. It is said that gratitude is a magnifier of spiritual consciousness and a sweetener of the soul. Take a moment to feel grateful that your dreams and goals are now being realized, and that you are learning many important lessons through the process. Feel a sense of wonder that the universe is now responding to you in a beautiful, harmonious, and loving way. Feel that now. Let each act you perform over the next week be done with a grateful heart. Pause often to give thanks for the good that is now pouring through you and into your life. And if you ever find yourself not understanding why things are going the way they are, pause. Pause to give thanks that there is a greater reason. Something better is happening. Something better is birthing forth. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. Trust that infinite wisdom is leading you to the perfect outcome. We now take a few moments to rest, resting in a feeling of deep gratitude, deep appreciation, resting in the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence. I invite you to take a deep breath, feel a sense of energy. I invite you to return to this time and place, returning with a renewed sense of optimism for your dreams, renewed with a deep knowing that all is well, renewed with a rich feeling of abundant gratitude for all that is and that all that is yet to come. And so it is.
Send some rain, would you send some rain? 'Cause the earth is dry and needs to drink again. And the sun is high and we are sinking in the shade. Would you send a cloud, thunder long and loud? Let the sky grow black and send some mercy down. Surely you can see that we are thirsty and afraid. But maybe not today. Maybe you'll provide in other ways. And if that's the case, We'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned in how to thirst for you, how to bless the very sun that warms our face. If you never send us daily bread, give us daily bread. Bless our bodies, keep our children fed. Fill our cups, then fill them up again tonight. Wrap us up and warm us through, tucked away beneath our sturdy roofs. Let us slumber safe from danger's view this time. Or maybe not, not today. Maybe you'll provide in other ways. And if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude. A lesson learned to hunger after you, that a starry sky offers a better view if no roof is over you. And if we never taste that bread, oh, the differences that often come between everything we want and what we really need. So grant us peace, please grant us peace. Move our hearts to hear a single beat between alibis and enemies tonight. But maybe not, not today. Peace might be another world away. And if that's the case, we'll give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned in how to trust in you, that we are blessed beyond what we could ever dream, in abundance or in need. And if you never grant us peace, but oh, would you please?
It's one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And one of my favorite singers.
Aww.
I say it every Sunday. We are blessed. We are blessed with the music. We are also blessed with this amazing group of young people who are sitting down here. Lily, thank you. Good job. Look forward to you doing it again. Yeah. We have an amazing group of young people moving through our program. These are our Uniteens. And they're doing some pretty amazing stuff. So we're really glad you're here. We're glad you're part of us. And we really thank the parents and the volunteers who work with you. So thanks so very much. We're grateful and we're blessed. Okay, so July has been all about prospering our dreams. We talked about expectations. Reverend Pat kicked us off by talking about expectations and how we needed to get in touch with the difference between our desires and our expectations, and our conscious expectations and our unconscious expectations and how sometimes what we hold unconsciously can get in the way of what it is that we want to bring forward out of our consciousness. And then I talked about releasing and what it meant to let go, release, work through those things that are holding us back, and affirming and letting them go, not letting them have power over our lives, and how we can do that, and what that means for us when we are free of those things that constrict us. And Reverend Kevin last week did a beautiful job of telling us about visualization, about seeing it right and bringing it forward and the processes that are needed to do that. Today, I want to talk to you about gratitude. Now, there's a word we use a lot, here in Unity especially, gratitude. What does it mean? You know me, I'm really big on let's go Google it and find out what the definition is. I did that. And this week I needed my big black book, not my little blue book. I needed my big black book because this is a major, major word, this gratitude. Several of the definitions that I found. One, its sense of happiness and thankfulness in response to a fortunate happenstance or a tangible gift. Yeah, gratitude can be that. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. That can also be it. Or pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted. All of those things are aspects of gratitude. But I could not actually find, other than that, something that really just honed in for me about to be grateful. Okay, now we got to go look at grateful. You know, it just sort of dug myself into a hole around trying to get that word defined to my satisfaction. So what I did was I went out and I Googled, God love Google, and you have to be careful. I've learned that one too. You got to be careful Googling. But I did find a couple of studies that have been done within the last 5 or 6 years about grateful and gratitude. They weren't truly scientific. There were some questions about their population and some of their procedures. But they came up with some very interesting observations that I want to share with you first. And then I'm going to ask your pardon today because I'm going to be reading some things to you. Because you see, after I went through the studies, I also did some search within Truth Unity, which is an amazing, amazing website that if you're interested in looking at past, present, and future even Unity stuff, Truth Unity is great. But I found there a lesson that was given by Charles Fillmore in 1935, called The Dynamic Power of Gratitude. And then I found a lesson given by Eric Butterworth in November of 1970. I mean, clearly it was his Thanksgiving message, but he had some words in there about gratitude. And then I found something written by David White, an amazing, beautiful, poetic writer. And each one of them talked to gratitude, and each one of them brought it a little differently. So I'm going to ask your blessings and your pardon, because I'm going to be reading some things today on from each of these men. But first, let's talk about those studies. The first one, there was a paper that was written by Dr. Tiffany Malachi, and I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, on what is gratitude and why is it important. And she makes these statements up front. She said, gratitude turns what little you have into abundance. I think we've heard that somewhere before. Gratitude is so much more than saying thank you. We know that as well. And gratitude changes your perspective of your world. Three very powerful statements about gratitude, and her paper supports each one of those. And I was like, okay, she must go to a Unity church somewhere, you know? And she could also be going to a number of other churches and come up with that same thing. But then there was another study. This one was done by Joshua Brown and Joel Wong, and this was also back. This was in 2017. And they took a group of people, all of them having some mental health issues at the time. He divided them into three groups. All three groups got counseling as part of this process, this three-week process. But one of the groups, the first group, was asked to write letters of gratitude to individuals each day for 3 weeks, in addition to the counseling. The second group was asked to journal only for themselves their thoughts about their negative feelings and thoughts. And the third group wasn't asked to do anything but go to counseling. And what they discovered at the end of this study was that the group that improved, improved most in their mental health was which one? The first group. See, you guys know this. We can go home now. No, wait, we have a song from Aaron. We can't quite go home yet. It was the first group. It was the first group. Interesting, though, what they did find out about that is that within that group, what they found was a preponderance of the use of the word we rather than I. We. So this movement away from separation, but seeing in community, in connection. The other thing, which wasn't surprising, was that they used more positive words. Yeah, it would make sense. But the other piece was that not only did they use more positive words, but they used fewer negative words. Now, you would say, well, that's obvious, Tony. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's not so obvious. But what it reminded me of was some tool we use here in Unity. Denials and affirmations. This idea of we're letting go of the negative, moving it out of our vocabulary. Those of you who have been in class with me know that I'm really good at pointing out vocabulary words that don't fit and giving you the permission to call me when I use it. Okay? It's important to do that. So, they found four things. One, gratitude unshackles us from toxic emotions. When we begin to become aware of what we're holding in us through gratitude, through thinking positively, to bringing to consciousness, then we let go of those toxic emotions. Number two, gratitude helps more even if you don't share it. Remember that group that had to write the letters and send them off? Only 33% of the folks sent them off. The rest of them wrote them, and they had improvement, but they didn't mail it. They didn't give it. They didn't communicate to the person with whom they had gratitude. So the conclusion that these guys made was that it really is more important for us to have it inside us than it is necessarily for us to share it. It brings our consciousness to gratitude, even if we don't share it. Sometimes we think, well, it doesn't do anything. I've got to talk. No, you don't. It's known right now. The other one is the benefits take time. The gratitude's benefit take time. What they did find was that immediately there wasn't this effect of moving my magic wand and having it work. But at the end of 12 weeks, there was a strength in their thought process and in their reactions around gratitude. So there was a build-up. The fourth conclusion has something to do with that. Gratitude has a lasting effect on the brain. They did a functional MRI on the groups and discovered that there was distinct difference in the brain activity in the medial prefrontal cortex of the brain where we make decisions and learning. I know, sounded big. Where we learn for decision-making learning. And there was a distinct difference. There was a pattern being built, and it was rewiring synapses in the brain. So gratitude is important, and it does make a difference, not only at a conscious level, but at a physical level as well. Okay? So those were the first things. But let me now read to you some different perspectives. This is the first one I want to read to you is from Charles Fillmore, one of our co-founders. Charles wrote, again, spoke this in February 9th, 1935. Remember, 1935, the world was a little different than it is today in many respects, and yet as we read this, we'll find it wasn't that much different in some ways today than today. But for Charles, there was less, in that period of time, the world was much more dualistic in its view. There was not as much of the gray, generally speaking, not so much of that wokeness as we have it today, if we want to use that term, which is a positive term, by the way. So Charles writes this in pretty blunt fashion, as Charles is wont to do, if you've read any of Charles. And this is one of his more understandable ones. And I love Charles to death. Okay, we've had conversations in my office often. So he writes this, or speaks this. Gratitude is one of the most potent and the most soul-stirring and far-reaching emotions there is. He who makes gratitude a part of his life transforms this world into a veritable paradise of happiness and harmony. In reality, gratitude is a form of blessing. As we persistently radiate this glorious state of mind, we are constantly sending out forth a blessing upon everything and everyone with whom we come in contact, a blessing that by all the laws of the universe returns to bless and prosper us a thousandfold. The person who is eternally grateful for the things he already has is open to a far closer and more intimate contact with God than he who never utters a single word of praise or thanksgiving for the good that surrounds him on every side. Gratitude is like the leaven to the bread. It is an active quality that not only attracts good things, but causes them to increase as well. Why? Because it harmonizes our finite mind with the cosmic intelligence, and it acts as a perfect unifier between ourselves and God. Only through complying with the law of gratitude can the good that we desire come into expression in our lives. It is when we fail to obey the law that inharmonious conditions arise. Gratitude keeps the mind poised as wings balance a bird in flight. It prevents our thoughts from slipping into, I love this phrase he uses, the slough of despond. And then he goes on to explain that. Dissatisfaction, discouragement, fault-finding, and self-pity, and all the rest of a long train of negative thoughts that we all too often permit to dominate our mind. Ingratitude is the stamp of selfishness. Like criticism, it has its origin in a swollen ego and an exaggerated sense of our own importance. We become so wrapped up in ourselves that we are blinded to any viewpoint beyond our own narrow one. Many times, such a mental condition in itself is sufficient to cause a nervous breakdown or other similar maladies. On the other hand, true gratitude feeds our hopes, nourishes our faith, and causes creative power to become manifest in our affairs as success, prosperity, health, happiness, and love. There is a thinking substance everywhere present, constantly at work creating new conditions in our life. New cells in our body exactly according to the orders received from the intelligence higher up. Therefore, it behooves us to be ever on our guard, to fix our minds constantly on the good that we desire to objectify, seeing it as ours already, praising it, giving sincere, heartfelt thanks for it. That's from Charles. It speaks to me of being on our guard, being aware, and knowing that our birthright is to receive, and that God gives in his language. Now, I want to skip forward to 2018, and I want to read you from David White. If you have not read any of David White's work, I would recommend him to you. He's beautiful. In his book, Consolations, he has a section called Gratitude, and this is what he says. Gratitude is not a passive response to something we have been given. Gratitude arises from paying attention, from being awake in the presence of everything that lives within and outside us. Gratitude is not necessarily something that is shown after the event. It is an a priori state of attention that shows we understand and are equal to the gifted nature of life. Gratitude is the understanding that many millions of things come together and live together and mesh together and breathe together in order for us to take even one more breath of air. That the underlying gift of life and incarnation as a living, participating human being is a privilege. That we are miraculously part of something rather than nothing. Even if that something is temporarily pain or despair, we inhabit a living world with real faces, real voices, laughter, the color blue, the green of the field, the freshness of a cold wind, or the tawny hue of a winter landscape. To see the full, miraculous essentiality of the color blue is to be grateful with no necessity of the words of thanks. To see fully the beauty of a daughter's face is to be fully grateful without having to seek a God to thank. To sit among friends and strangers, hearing many voices, strange opinions, to intuit inner lives beneath surface lives, to inhabit many worlds at once, in this world, to be a someone amongst all other someones. This is to deepen our sense of presence and therefore our natural sense of thankfulness, that everything happens both with us and without us, that we are participants and witnesses all at once. Being ungrateful means that we're not paying attention. Did you hear Charles as well in that? Did you hear the same message? Slightly different words. Slightly different words. A little more God in Charles, but not absent in David. Just a slightly different form. It's about paying attention. It's about sensing it. And giving thanks. And the last one that I want to share with you, probably one of my favorites, and like Reverend Pat, Eric Butterworth is one of my favorites, and he does a beautiful job on most everything. And I will tell this very short story. I lived in New York City for like 13 years, Upper West Side. I would walk down into the city, because we walked everywhere. And there at Lincoln Center, there was this big picture of this guy, this face, and it looked so energetic, and I just resonated, and I thought, what's that about? When I found out that it was Unity of New York, I thought, I gotta go there someday. I lived there for 13 years. I never went to Eric Butterworth's church. But I kept feeling that draw, you know, that draw to Unity. To that picture, to that man. I didn't find Unity until after he had left the pulpit. If I have any regret, it would be that I never followed up on my own intuition and went. But now I have his writings and I can pull them. So let me read this to you. This is from his, as I said, from his November 22nd, 1970 lesson about Thanksgiving. This is just a small part. He starts this way. Today, I want you to ask yourself some very pointed questions. And I'll use his words to ask you very pointed questions. Is your Thanksgiving really a holiday or holy day, or is it a hollow day? Is your heart really thankful? Or do you mouth the lines of thanksgiving with a heart that is worryful, lackful, fearful, and so forth? Do you really have an attitude of gratitude for the blessings of life? Or do you simply engage in what Gilbert and Sullivan called platitudes in stained glass attitudes? In 1 Thessalonians, we are told, in all things, give thanks. Thanksgiving is to be a perpetual state of consciousness, an attitude of gratitude. But how can we give thanks for everything? Can we give thanks for the war in Vietnam, for the confusion and dissent in our land, for poverty and pollution and floods and famine, for personal challenges and afflictions and human relation problems? Gratitude is not simply a virtue, something you do to earn points. It is a state of consciousness in which we are lifted to a new experience of life. God does not need our gratitude, but we do. When Jesus was faced with 5,000 hungry people, it is said he lifted up his eyes and he gave thanks. Then he proceeded to feed the hungry multitude with what was available. It was not a thanks for food on the table, for there was only 5 small loaves and 7 fishes. It was a technique by which Jesus attuned himself to more infinite possibilities, and in that attitude, he did great things. Thinking about Vietnam and economic crises and personal problems, how do we give thanks for them? We don't. The command is, in everything, give thanks, not for everything. We don't want to give thanks for war and famine and flood. He lifted up his eyes and he gave thanks. If we could lift up our eyes high enough and give thanks deeply enough and open the greatness of our own God selves completely enough, we could set off a chain reaction of peace and power that would stop the war and resolve the inharmonies and heal the wounds in the world. Gratitude. The dynamic power of gratitude. Gratitude is being on guard, being on our guard each day, paying attention each day to what is around us, is lifting up our eyes and sensing the presence, opening to the greatness of our own God selves. And when we do that, we can create a chain reaction of peace and power that could stop the war and restore the inhumanities and heal the ills of our world. May you always know and be gratitude.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. 'Cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I am so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. There you go. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who could live without it? I ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. All right, true story. Mother said I was a dancer before I could walk. I know, it's surprising. She said that I learned to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who could live without it? I ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So for giving it to me. Now I've been so lucky. I am the girl with brownish grayish hair. I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a gift. Giving it to me.
It's a true story.
Aaron, thank you for the music. Reverend Tony, thank you. I appreciate you. Now is a time in our service where we get to practice gratitude, practice that law of giving and receiving. I'll invite our ushers to come down. There are many ways to give here at Union Minneapolis, certainly through PayPal, through Venmo, checks in the mail, checks here, cash, all works just fine. And I'm going to invite you to say our offertory blessing. It is in the order of service, and I'll say that together. And it is, I lovingly release my gift in gratitude and in peace. Thank you, God, for making me a channel of your abundance. So it is.
And so we bless these gifts. We bless these gifts and those that come in the mail, come electronically, our consistent givers, our unexpected income, all of that energy that flows into this community for us to then take that blessed gift and move it out into the larger community, this community, to serve our mission and our vision. We bless those who give of their treasure. May they know an abundance, a peace, and a joy. And for all of this, we are grateful, and we say thank you, and thank you, God. Amen. When Lori sent me the list of music that was going to be sung this Sunday, I went, oh, I'm so glad Erin's going to be here, because I could hear her singing that last song. Aww. It was just her. Beautiful. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. You're awesome. All of you. And I also want to thank Lily again and our young people who are here and joining us. Good. Our AV guys back there, our ushers, our ASL folks who are amazing. If you ever just watch them, you guys are awesome. So anyway, thank you. And our prayer chaplains. I ask our on-duty prayer chaplains to stand this morning. I want to give you thanks as well for coming and holding space for us before and being hereafter for anyone who would like to have prayer. They hold it in confidence, and they are powerful prayers. So if you would like to have prayer after the service, please see one of our prayer chaplains. And then we have a whole lot of other prayer chaplains who also help us and hold space. Thank you all for what you do for us. Welcome. Yes, absolutely. Can I see that again? Can I see that slide again? Thank you. Meet a prayer chaplain for one-on-one prayer. Is that still? Never mind. Call the office. We'll get you a prayer chaplain. We'll get you a prayer chaplain to reach out to you or one of the staff. Okay, so do we have kids? We have children out there, and they want to come in. So let's stand and welcome our children.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God.
You are walking
in the light, 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 in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God.
Woo-hoo. Look at this. Cassidy, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so in our YES class, so anybody with a drum or in our YES, you want to wave your mallet in the air?
Yeah.
Maybe do a little drumming for us? Show us the... Yeah.
Nice.
We did some mindful drumming. We talked about different ways to connect with God with principle number 4 and prayer. So we did prayer sticks and some really fun drumming. We got some fabulous rhythmic folks in our group. And our nursery folks had a good time. Thank you to our volunteers. And then our unit teams and YO, you got to experience the service together.
Yay.
With you all today. So how cool is that?
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Couple of things just as a reminders for check you the back of your order of service for some of the things that are going on. Don't forget our backpack and school supplies. You can drop them off over there, send them however you want to do it. Let's thank our adult volunteers for all that they do for this group. And just as a reminder, I have lunch with several of you all today. We'll be at Doolittle's, so let's meet there. And there's still openings to have lunch with Reverend Kevin and Reverend Pat in August, so sign up. And now let us say our prayer for protection and close out with our peace song. All right. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. And the presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
All right, everybody, get your sway on. Even at home, I want to know you're swaying.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Now peace begins with me. Let this be the
there's nobody here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me.
But you got to have friends.
so strong. You gotta have friends to make your day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Something came and took them away from the dusk until the dawn. Here is where I'll stay, standing on the edge of the road, boy, waiting for my new friends to come. I don't care if I'm hungry or poor. I gotta get me some. I gotta get me some friends. The feelings are so strong. You gotta have friends to make your day last long. I had some friends, but they're gone. Oh, some that came and took them away from the dusk until the dawn. On the edge of this long, long road, waiting for my new friends to come. I don't care if I'm hungry or poor. I gotta get me some, I gotta get me some friends. Ha la 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 la. Friends. Ha la 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 la.
Rest of your Sunday.